You want to kick us off again with your radio voice? It was so good.
What, the radio voice?
What do you want to do it, Brian?
Wait, that's not the radio voice.
I forgot to do the what, I forgot that the name of the thing, like, welcome guys to
Casey Kasem.
Yeah, welcome guys to the Atomic Mind Dump.
You know it.
I don't know what to say. I didn't prepare anything. Atomic Mind Dump, I'm your host. Delirious. 69 in some cases.
I hate this already.
I'm Brian Manning.
I'm a Florida man. I'm Bobby Robinson.
Big news, we got accepted by Apple.
Oh yeah.
So
we're up,
I don't think that's big news.
We're up to
on iTunes.
13 downloads already, but one of them was just downloaded all the episodes, so it's like 7 downloads.
I mean, as far as podcast goes, that makes us officially a podcast, right?
Well, no. I mean, you could, I guess. iTunes is just the most widespread market. But so if you're listening to this, thank you for subscribing through iTunes, because you probably didn't find it on SoundCloud. Or
SoundCloud was working it out for us. We had one person that kept it following us.
Yeah. I just meant it wasn't big news because, like, getting accepted to iTunes, like, probably getting accepted to, like, community college.
As a proud community college graduate, you're correct. There's no...
What'd you do? Open
there's
the
no
door?
Process. Just hand them a check and they're like, congratulations.
I filled out the paperwork.
I sat at this desk long enough for them to give me a degree.
When I applied to community college, it was, I mean, there was no internet at the time, so we had to use the phone system and dial the classes you wanted and hope they were still available and stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's full.
That actually does sound like you're a champion amongst everyone, because if I had to deal with that to go to college, I would have not gone to college.
Well, what college did you go to?
I hope they developed a system that I could apply online with.
Oh, is that what happened? You applied
no,
online?
No, I went to Art Institute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, the one where you have to pay a small fortune.
You know, all the dads saying, oh, and in the 70s, I had a minimum wage job and I paid my way through college. I can say that to my kids. I worked at Target and paid my way through college.
Yeah, I just skipped college because fuck all that.
As a proud community college graduate, he is correct. I was hired to do web design before, like, on my second semester. I took a class called Internet Publishing, and my brother and I got hired to do web design right after that class.
Yeah. Wait, what?
This is back in the day. Yeah. Back then, anybody can get a job doing web. You learn, like, three lines of HTML, suddenly you're certified.
Yeah.
the guy, one of my first jobs, the guy whose job I took was, I walked into the office, and his qualification was a certificate to ZDNet. HTML class. Probably hung up on the wall. And then I sold his job at 17. And that guy was like 40.
Oh, Jesus, that's cruel, man.
ZDNet certified.
Yeah.
You're a powerhouse.
No, I wasn't even ZDNet certified. I faked it. I was like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I go to school for this somewhere.
School of hard knocks.
The streets. Everybody got the email from the streets.
I rocked across. What happened was I was walking through the hallways one day, and I was a janitor at a place, and there was a HTML on chalkboard.
You start filling out
and I start filling out that. Good web designing. The first day we took
Goodwill
the class.
Scripting.
The first day we took that class, the teacher's like, here's how, just, if you want to see how someone else did their website, just go to their website, right click, and do view source. I stopped listening to every lesson after that. Like, that's how we learned it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
View source? You could
just
copy and paste
they did it?
Just copy and paste my whole career.
Copy and paste and lens flares. That covers the last 15 years of my life.
That That's how easy it is.
So easy. I wrote a book on HTML, and it just says copy and paste, and then use lens flare, and
the rest of the pages are blank.
The rest is it's a short book. Sort of.
The front of the page is just two flaming GIFs.
Like the shoveling under construction dude. Yeah. And then once you're done, you put the wireframe rotating 3D skull. Yes.
Don't think it's getting MySpace again. Is that still on? I don't even know.
MySpace?
Did JT fix that?
I think it's music-centric now. I think.
Yeah.
Because it just started as like a band thing.
The start of MySpace.
I don't know who Tom started MySpace.
Tom.
Was it Tom?
Yeah.
No, that was Facebook. Oh,
that's, no. That's for all the audio listeners, yeah. Brian just did the perfect Tom.
The Tom pose. Your friend Tom. Yeah. I had a MySpace page. He was on my top eight. He was on my top eight. I didn't have enough friends to fill out the top eight. I was like, I guess I'm keeping Tom. Good guy Tom.
Here's a little bit of a creepy thing that happened on MySpace. So I was on MySpace before, and you can add like people, you can search for people in like your area and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's look for girls. So I found this girl, and we were chatting on MySpace, and she turned out to be kind of like nutty. She was hot, but she was like a little off, you know. And she would say some weird things on there. Now, at first, I thought she was being cheeky or whatever. I thought she was just being like...
Oh, she's just quirky. Yeah,
she's just quirky. I'll get over from Sapuntang. So what happened? So anyways, I stopped talking to her. And you know, the pictures that you put on MySpace don't always look exactly like you.
Facebook.
Or Facebook.
Is it about the head down shots?
Yeah, it's usually down shots and all that stuff. So anyways, so I was looking for a roommate one time, and the guy came in as a roommate, and the guy was really fucking weird. He's like, he showed up, and then he showed up with that girl.
Really?
Yeah. But that girl didn't recognize me from the pictures, you know.
Because you took your picture from up
there. Yeah, because it was like, you know, down. Yeah. I was flexing on stuff, and like
with the duck mirror. Face.
From this duck angle, mirror. No one could tell I'm a fat chick.
Yeah. I had to make sure the flash was over my face a little bit. So she showed up to my house, in my house, and with that guy. The guy's weird. He's like totally, I'm like, this. As soon as I met him, I was like, this is not going to be my roommate. And then while I'm interviewing the guy as a roommate, she's just walking around the house, opening up closets and shit. Like she's casing the joint.
No, she doesn't get to be here either.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa, hey. You know. Anyways, that was weird. That was my favorite MySpace moment.
This is better than my I'm so sad I had Tom in the top eight moment.
Tony's Tinder.
Yeah.
Tony's MySpace Tinder.
Who knew you could meet weird people on the internet?
Back then it was only weird people on the internet.
Oh, man.
And I threw away my computer.
I deleted my MySpace account.
So what's the topic?
Well, here's the thing. I was going back and editing last episode, and we have our topics and what we discussed, but there was something that got brought up that we kind of just like passed over without going into it. Uh-huh. And you brought up...
If it's that dolphin love one...
No.
I'm going to bring that up again.
You brushed that over some...
I'm going to start Googling topics.
So I brought a real dolphin. Okay.
It's not just any dolphin. It's that one from Keanu Reeves' movie.
Jones the Code-Cracking Dolphin.
Yeah.
I want so bad to love that movie, and then Jones shows up. I'm like, oh.
I see the code.
Jones throws a couple lines of HTML, and he's certified to cure the shapes.
Official from ZDNet.
ZDNet certified. We just trampled right over here.
Hey, you fucking stammering too much. Come on.
No. Fuck you, Tony. Get this out with your fucking dolphin story.
Joke stompers. You don't have the strength to get your joke through. You don't care.
No, I was just going over it when I edited it, and we actually blazed over it really fast. But what I wanted to talk about was you said you had a few hold my beer stories.
That's right. Because it was a hold my turban story, and you're like, I got a few hold my beer stories.
And I was like, wait, what?
And then we just closed the bridge. And now back to this dolphin love. No.
So I wanted to see what it is.
Delirious.
Hold my beer stories?
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you the most recent one.
What?
The most recent one. I don't know how long ago this happened, but it was late at night at work, and Alan is talking about how he squats. Now, Alan is, I don't know, how old are you guys?
40.
40. So, at that time, Alan, well, not actually.
White males between 45 and 50.
Yeah. he's about 8 years older than me, and he's a little chubbier. I'll just come right out to you.
Some of that's muscle.
But he was talking about how he squats. He started squatting like a couple years ago, and he got stronger and stronger. And I've always been the strong guy.
I couldn't let that stand.
So he said he squatted 300 pounds. Right? And I was like, well, Alan can do it. Just my attitude. Keep in mind, never squatted. I squatted maybe once or twice.
That was to pick something up, right?
And I squatted like jumping squats and stuff like that, but nothing with weight. I never actually
had a barbell squat.
Yeah, not even like, you know, I squatted like 100 pounds, 120, 150 pounds, like that. But when he said 300 pounds, I was like, that doesn't sound a lot to squat. So
for the listeners, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a good amount. So Alan goes, so we were having this conversation, and Alan's telling me about the squatting, and it comes down to, well, fuck, if Alan can do it, I'll do it. And Alan's like, oh yeah? Go, let's do it right now. So like, I'll do it right now. So immediately the first thing no warm up sets. Not a single warm up set. So immediately I go get my courage juice.
Beer.
So it's
a whole my
beer story. Wait. Why did it justify?
It's a half drunk story.
Because I've never squatted 300 pounds. I gotta make sure I have enough courage.
Alcoholic Popeye? How does this fucking work? You just like, well, I better go lift some heavy shit. Crack open a champagne of beers.
Because it's going to end up in Snap City. I need to be numbed. So,
oh my god.
So I'm drinking a beer and we're all to that downstairs in the back talking near the
does this even count as a hold my beer story? Because starts off sober and then get drunk.
Well, so what happens is we're all back there. Yeah. A bunch of guys are back there and everyone's like crowding around going, oh yeah, he's gonna try it? Oh shit, fuck
Snap City,
yeah, Snap City. It's gonna happen. I think it's on video too. It might still be on video, it might be deleted anyways. So, I'm like drinking, we're all bullshit and laughing. Like, oh, this is gonna end so stupid. Okay, so and then it comes to the point where I'm like, alright, I'm gonna do this. Somebody hold my beer.
I heard the story, but I didn't hear all the details.
So then I go to pick up the squat, and it takes me a minute to, like, you know, pick up the thing, and I think Alan gave me a few pointers of how to, like, squat, like, officially, you know, out of there.
So you don't go to Snap City.
Yeah, so I don't go to Snap City, yeah.
He cares.
But he still let me do it.
He don't care that much.
Yeah, he don't care that much.
They want to fit the story still.
So what happens, okay, so I pick up the thing, right? I'm holding it. I didn't go down yet. I just kind of, like, I'm standing there with it all still in the rack. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to psych myself up to do this. And I pick it off the rack, and picking it off the rack's not that hard. But then as soon as I go down, it was like, and I let out this loud grunt going,
Sounds like somebody's just stuck a thumb up to Chewbacca's asshole.
I didn't know how much 300 pounds weighed. I had no idea. So I went down, and then I got stuck on the ground for a second, and I was like, I kind of just went, the beer kicked in, and I was like, I'm gonna do this.
Beer kicked in.
The world when the snow was hurt.
Yeah, because everyone immediately I can feel the. Because there's like 8 guys out there. I don't know how many people are out there. There's like 8 dudes like that. And everyone just went silent. Because it was all like,
no one came to the rescue.
No, everyone, it was all funny games. And I went down. And they're like, oh shit.
No spotters stepped in.
No spotters. They're like, it just felt like, are we going to have to run?
Like a bunch of 12-year-olds. Yeah.
Don't tell mom!
Yeah. So the beard kind of kicked in. I just kind of, it was the most ugliest, it must have been the ugliest squat ever, and I just kind of like...
It wasn't getting the 3 white lights, that's what you're saying, right?
What's the three white lights?
The power lifting, at least 2 of 3 white lights before the rep counts.
I don't know, because I went all the way down... And then it was a rough up, but it's part of it. Oh, it's part of it.
If it looks just nasty, like you didn't do right.
You just drank your beer.
You didn't warm up,
and you're wearing jean shorts.
Cold, full of beer.
Yeah.
Just so you know, it counts to me.
But you got up there.
I got whites, Tony.
I got the 300 pounds up. And it was like, but that, again, that was the first time I ever did 300 pound. Squats. So the next day,
it was flat 300, not 315 with the 3 plates on there.
I don't know. I didn't count it. They said it's 300, so I just like.
Oh, so they just.
It might have been 310, 350. I don't know.
315 would have been the 345 pound.
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. Okay. I was just kind of like, you guys count it.
Because at that time,
whatever you put up there, I'm doing it.
At that time, I think
it could have been 400 pounds. They could have been just joking with me.
I was trying to break him.
I didn't count it. I just believed him.
I think at the time, the most weight they had back there was 300 because they were waiting for someone else to bring.
Eric brought more weights in at one point, so I don't know how
after that or
before. No, before that.
Oh, well, then they probably put 500 pounds on
it. Yeah. I squatted 500 pounds. I'm just gonna say that for now.
Squatted that day, do you feel fine for the rest of the day? Or?
Well, no, this was at night, so I mean, this is like 8 o'clock after a full day of work, so when I drove home, I was like,
out.
Huh?
And that's when Alan works out at night.
Yeah. So, anyways, but when I drove, well, again, no warm up.
No belt.
No belt.
I lifted so the alcohol.
No experience.
No experience. So I drove home, and the guy's like, hey, it's really hard to break.
Tore his quad like Triple H.
Yeah. Oh. And then the next day I was just walking around. I remember coming down the stairs, and like each step down the stairs was like, oh no. Oh no. Legs turned about.
See, I didn't hear any of this stuff. I just heard, and then Tony says he could do it, and then he just does it. What? I mean, I squatted 335 yesterday, and I use a belt and warm up sets to get to it, and it took me like a year to get to that. Not one beer, 1 year.
So do you like constantly drink before you lift?
Insanely strong.
No, it was just like it felt like it was just a very comical situation because everybody's like, it became like this schoolyard thing. We're like, well, I can lift 300 pounds. And so everyone's like, oh, wait, you gotta prove it now. And then like a bunch of guys just went out there and it's like, it felt like they just should have been taking their shirts off, swinging them around. Oh, you can't do it. He's gonna do it.
It was like that episode of Thundercats where Panther was the strong one, and then out of nowhere, Lion-O's just stronger. What?
So that was one beer, hold my beer story.
It's a pretty good one.
It did have a hold my beer in the story.
I actually said that. That actually came out of my mouth. Hold my beer.
I think that's what Bobby's expecting. He's expecting the hold my beer story that ends in comedy for us. Like what we call future comedy. Present day tragedy, future comedy. That's the cold. Do you have one of those hold my beer stories?
A tragic one?
Well, it doesn't have to be tragic. Just one that we'll laugh at when we hear
it. You know what? It's kind of hard to... A lot of the ones that I have,
say, I don't fail, so I don't have any of them.
Well, usually when you hold my beer, I get it right.
The reason it's so hard to describe is because a lot of them are real physical activities, and you know, it's hard to picture
on an audio podcast.
I mean, there was, again...
If you don't know what a barbell squat looks like, you can find it on YouTube. It's like some wacky thing. Yeah.
You don't... I know Alan doesn't drink. Do you drink?
No.
Neither of you guys drink. Yeah, so you have...
I'm not like, no alcohol shall pass my lips. I drink like some lady drinks. I'll have like Kahlua and cream and stuff like that, but I rarely ever drink because it's so expensive. That's ridiculous. Not why I'm life. I'm always in
a good mood. That's the one thing holding you back.
It's ridiculous. You go to a bar, and for $2, I get unlimited soda, and everyone's like paying like $40 for beer, for like domestic beers. Like, I could have eaten twice for what you paid in beer.
You guys are all trying to get drunk. I've got a free caffeine high.
I mean, I don't really find myself out in bars all that often. I'm not there though. Sodas.
It's cream. Like, you'd be
I'll drink some sissy drinks.
You don't water down to Kahlua?
Yes! My umbrella drink. And then I just go help some old lady cross the street. My drink. You need help crossing the street, man.
This is just a soda with an umbrella.
There's no alcohol in here. This is a diet soda.
It's been watered down. There's a lot.
It's like half soda water, half Diet Coke.
That's delicious.
Why am I drinking this drink while I walk to the lady?
I indulge in my half calf fair trade soy gas station lattes. Oh, no hot chocolate in this one this time. This is just coffee.
The only story that comes to my mind. No butter coffee, didn't it?
No butter coffee. Oh, I tried butter coffee the next week. I didn't have my fancy grass-fed butter, though, so it was Lando Lakes butter. That's all the butter. I only did 2 teaspoons, though. I didn't do 2 tablespoons.
How'd you feel?
And then it felt... weird.
It does feel
also,
weird, right?
I had coconut oil, so I also did a teaspoon of coconut oil.
It feels like a weird
caffeine. It's like you drink it and you're like, I don't remember putting Carmex on. It's all greasy.
It is.
But the taste is not bad, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good. For, I guess I didn't do 2 pounds of butter, though. That's what I
did. That's where I went with it. Just throw a couple of sticks in there.
Stir the coffee with a stick of butter.
Just put it up until the coffee turns yellow.
You want to get your coffee to a sludge.
Yeah, I only had the 1 cup of coffee, so I had my cup of coffee, went to the gym, then went to work. Like,
you drink coffee before you go to the gym?
Yeah, I don't eat before the gym. I have a cup of coffee while I'm watching last night's DVR and TV shows, and then I go to the gym.
How early do you wake up?
I get up at 5:30 like an old man.
Oh!
I'm at the gym by 6:30.
Oh, jeez.
You get around it's weird.
Today was National Bench Press Day. I was bench pressing at the gym.
Jesus.
With my sad numbers, wiping tears between reps.
You mean the old lady in the next rack? Like,
the lady in the next rack. I let you
let me cross the street.
Oh my god, I was at the gym one time. bench pressing what I thought was, I finally got the man standard of 135, where you have like a 45-pound plate on each side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, feeling fantastic. I racked the weight, look over. It's like an old dude with an oxygen tank bench pressing twice as much. Oh my God. Oh, he's a Marine, so it's okay.
Oh, that would make you so bitter. How do you not drink? You're 40 to 50. No,
that gave me hope. I was like, oh, good, I can always get a little stronger.
No,
he's got an oxygen tank.
He probably worked up to that strength.
That's probably his way down.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there's hope.
He's like, yeah, usually bench twice as much of this.
Hold my beer. Hold my oxygen.
That's the reason it's an oxygen tank now. He has like 30 cigarettes while lifting.
It was quite impressive. So
it was a different time then.
It was like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, My bench press is not much higher. Not much higher.
Oh, man. So that's it with your crazy Hold My Beer stories? I figured you would have a lot.
The rest are for the YouTube channel.
It's hard to, again, it's really hard to describe. Like,
it's like things. Those crime show reenactments. And then Tony turned to his wife and said, Hold My Beer. Where he took on all eight ninjas.
Why is Tony being played by Carlos Mencia?
Well, he's gotta steal his thunder.
I can tell a story that one time when we were at the park and the cop showed up.
That's not even a real story.
Is that is
not a real story.
It's just being harassed by
goddamn police.
whoa. Police in the podcast.
I apologize to all Krav Maga and the police.
I just realized we were making fun of CrossFit and we're like the three fattest motherfuckers.
That's why I don't care.
We are so undeserving to make fun of people that are trying to take care of themselves.
I go to the gym, there's guys doing CrossFit. I don't make fun of them there. I go home and make fun of them.
Yeah, oxygen. Balls. Oxygen tank. Yeah. Inside soon.
You should ever see, there's a video of this dude at the gym. And he's like, yeah, I do CrossFit at the gym, you know. So what I do is typically I take over this side of the gym.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
He's like, I take over this side of the gym, you know, I do my CrossFit over here. Usually there's a little bunch of people watching me, you know, because they're kind of like trying to see how I do my CrossFit.
That's not what they're...
Nah, that's not what they're doing. The guy looks like fucking idiot.
See that crack on the wall? That was when I was like waving the...
Yeah, I was like waving the dumbbell over there. Throwing it up in the air and trying to catch it, and they hit the wall. They didn't make me pay for it, you know. They tried to kick me out, but then they were like, they let me in there. Usually people give me my space when they, because they know I can do all kinds of crazy stupid shit.
They don't want concussions. They don't want to be concussed fit.
He's walking, he walks around with holding a dumbbell, I mean like holding the weights over his head, you know, just like, and then he's like, yeah, this is where I put a big dent into the wall. Like, when I wasn't holding it properly.
I didn't have control.
Oh my God.
CrossFit!
That seems kind of rude. That doesn't seem like CrossFit.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it should be a representative of CrossFit.
If you're going to do CrossFit, I would prefer that they do it in a CrossFit gym where there's instructors.
I don't know. That
and
guy,
room.
That guy in CrossFit is kind of like white kids trying to be Japanese. Like, they represent the whole culture.
It's unfair to use that guy's YouTube video to make fun of all of CrossFit. But that won't stop us.
They're all like that. They're all walking around. There's like holes all over their gym. Throwing bars at each other.
So Tony's new gym idea, he told me this the other day, he's going to open a gym called Hold My Beer. It's just weighted beer cans.
That actually would be pretty great. You could like have what do you call those things? The kettlebells? You have like kettlebell kegs.
Kegel bells.
Kegel bells.
That's a different term.
You can't go in with the kettle.
It's like the straw man. It's like the straw man competition. Like pick up the big barrels of
the keg lift. The keg lift. It's got beer in it. Yeah. Water.
And then after every lift, you just like.
You know, just like, hydrate. Gotta hydrate, bro. No, that's actually really good. My friend used to do that. You just like do a good workout, and then you just chug a beer right after because your blood's pumping, so it doesn't. You like, you're already drunk.
That's a really good idea.
Well, I mean, you're just saying drinking's expensive.
That's what you mean. Yes, yes.
Save a dollar.
If you're talking about, yes, if you want beer, Marvin, that's a fantastic idea.
Get him right
if you want
to
live to tomorrow, probably not the best idea.
No, you stop working out after you
hoist the keg over here, you drink beer.
That's what someone sent me a study that said that after you an intense activity, you know, mm-hmm. if you drink beer, that'll hydrate you quicker. And I was like, and they sent it to me in all like seriousness, you know. And Steve, you know who you are.
Sponsored by Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, he was saying that he was like after playing soccer. Drink beer and that'll hydrate you quicker. And I'm like, that is the worst logic ever.
I just picture Gatorade.
Yeah.
After I run on the soccer pitch for a full game, I like to chug a beer.
Well, if we did that, but science. <damn. laughs> But there was a serious study that said that, and they're like, the results are kind of inconclusive.
Yeah. Because everybody gets drunk.
We're too drunk to finish the study.
So it's as reliable as most Bigfoot evidence. Right?
So someone wants to research that.
We can research
that. Oh, everyone wants to research it, right? Except for the exercise part. They'll just start drinking and say, yeah, it works.
Yeah,
get drunk.
Why not?
You get drunk faster. Did you do the exercise first? Nah.
What I used to do, because I used to be
crossfitting.
I used to be the goalie of the team. So, and again,
corporate games coming up, right? You guys can do corporate challenge.
Oh, I don't know. but again,
with your Oli and her bow and the archer.
This is a corporate challenge. Is kind of like the Olympics for people that don't deserve to be in the Olympics.
No, yeah. It's for people that probably don't deserve to be on the field or throwing whatever they're throwing trying to aim for whatever they're aiming at.
No, it's for people that act like they sacrificed their Olympic hopes to take a stable job. I could have been a chess champ.
I could have been a contender.
I could have been Katniss Everdeen. Give me that bow. Forearm slap.
Oh, I realized I read up on why they hate that guy, the arrow guy.
Because his history is bad.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's nothing to do with his form or what he's doing. They're just hating
his... Yeah, what he's doing is entertaining trick shooting, but then they make fun of
like how
the claims he makes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... He doesn't make the claims, too, right? That's the people that are...
Can you imagine people just...
It's because it's not him
narrating it.
Somebody else narrating it.
He endorses that.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, somebody's... We can get totally bashed here. We have no... We don't make all these historical claims that we have no idea
about. It doesn't matter. He's got, like, 10 million views, so...
Like, yeah. I know. As long as I get... School.
As long as we get 10 million listeners, fuck it. Okay. We're wrong. Screw it. I don't shit.
Tony is creating the gym. Hold my beer.
I mean, that's one of the things I was, like, always... Like, about no one should listen to this thinking that any of this stuff we're saying is true.
Okay, so definitely no one should form an opinion based on our opinion of CrossFit or my 2 times viewing a Krav Maga class at the same school, by the way. It's not like I traveled the country going, where's the best Krav Maga? It was a street mall Krav Maga place.
I mean,
don't judge based on that.
Where are we even saying?
And never say mate just because Brian taps out to arm locks. Or to elbow locks.
Yeah. Are we saying mate wrong the whole episode?
No. When you see it spelled, it looks like matte finish. Like a non-glossy finish.
I know. But even
we're saying mate correct the whole time.
Okay.
I'm basing on how Chong Li says at the end of Bloodsport.
Yeah.
And Japanese pronunciation.
He's the worst. You said Mate, like, and he's got probably the most viewers ever. I mean, Chong Li, he said Mate. I mean, probably like 10 million people saw him say Mate. At least.
That's the worst way to say it.
Yeah.
Are you taking a stance right now?
I'm just saying, you ain't gonna see me say my thing.
You will never see Tony on a UFC pay-per-view saying my thing. Ever. I have faith in that statement. He'll say hold my beer before he says mate.
That's true, you never said mate.
You know how it is, when he says hold my beer, he succeeds.
I was gonna tell the Taylor story too. So this is not a hold my beer, well it's kind of my hold my beer, but so okay.
This episode better be called hold my beer.
I played soccer. I don't play soccer, okay? But someone, they asked me to be a goalie on a soccer team, right? So I'm like, for one season. So I'm like, I'll try. Yeah. I'm the only Mexican who doesn't play soccer. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. Why not? Fuck it. It might be fun. Yeah. So I go out there and I'm like, the very first time I get out there, I'm just like, don't know what the hell I'm doing. I go to try to kick the ball. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to throw the ball. I go to throw the ball. They're like, hey, you're supposed to kick it now. I just look like completely stupid out there. And then every time the team got the ball and they would come towards me, I'd get your heart just starts going, bum, 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 bum. And you're looking at the other teammates going, somebody stop that guy. He's coming right at me.
He's going to kick it. On your life.
Yeah, he's going to kick it. I'm supposed to do something. I don't know what to do. So it was really nerve-wracking experience the first few games. So after that, I was like, okay, I'm not driving to the game. I got a friend driving, Steve driving me to the game. So I'm like, okay, I need to calm down when I'm out there. My heart is pumping like crazy, you know, when I'm out there. So I'm on the way out there. I'm like, okay, let's down this thing of whiskey. Yeah. It was like my Popeye shit.
You're the drunken master of soccer.
Yeah.
You're shouting soccer.
I played pretty good after that.
Or that you didn't give a shit about.
Yeah. I remember it came down to, one of the games came down to a shootout, you know, which was, I never did a shootout before either, where it's one guy gets to kick on you, and then one guy gets to kick on the other goalie, and they got to like five guys, whatever. And that is the most fucking nerve-wracking experience ever. Because it's just you and one other dude, and all he has to do
is... The idea of the shootout is it's way easy to score.
Yeah,
it's up to the goalie to win the shootout, not the kickers.
Yeah, and we weren't the best team, so I had... Like, my team was like, they're not going to score on this fucker. So I was like... So in between shootouts, I mean, before the shootout happened, I had some time...
To more whiskey?
Yeah. To prep up. So I was like, alright, this is gonna happen.
Boom, 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 boom.
And this is like, seriously?
Awesome. Yeah.
We got this one.
Yeah, my teammates.
Tattoo start shooting cannons.
I saw the look on one girl's face when I pulled the flask out. She's like, what the fuck is he doing?
He's like, holy water.
She's like, let him do this.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry. It makes him stronger. So anyways, it came down
That's
to it.
That's his secret cat. He's always drunk.
It came down to it, and I actually won the shoot-off. And I was like, everyone's like, yeah! And here I am with my whiskey breath just breathing heavily on everybody.
I blacked out. What happened?
Yeah, I blacked
out.
Did we
win?
Did we win?
Throw up all over that one doubting chick's face.
I had no idea that was your secret. I just heard that you were a monster goalie.
No, I was drunk. I was like, always.
I don't even remember most of the games.
That's actually really great.
The truth is, they lost every game, but when Tony wakes up, you did it, Tony. They don't want him to feel bad. You did it.
So like he's already worse.
Laying in the goal, puking the entire game.
Sinking depression. of alcoholism. It's already at the bottom. You can't tell them otherwise.
Yeah, but after that, I was like, man, this is depressing. I'm developing something bad here.
It did sound like a whole story arc for like some kind of soccer movie.
Yeah. I don't even know I'm the best.
That's sad. Okay, we're doing the movie pitch now. It's called Soccer Anonymous. And it's a 12-game program of Tony's rise and fall. I mean, Pretty T's rise and fall.
Yeah, I played one season and I was like, okay, I'm done with this.
Oh, no. Got the name of it. Whiskey Kicks.
Speaking of kicks, so one of the practices, right? So I was notoriously bad at kicking the ball, you know? Yeah. So you have to do the goal kick and you kick the ball. So one day, she's like, we got to practice this. So we go out to the field, you know, for practice. And he just starts, you know, all right, kick the ball as hard as you can, as far as you can. And I'm like, all right, I got this, you know, and mess up, fucked up, you know, keep messing up. And we were out there for like an hour and a half, hour, something like that. But it was like at least 100 kicks. I mean, it was just like constantly kicking. And I, again, my foot is not used to kicking the ball.
Are you hitting with like too far so it feels like your ankle's ripping?
I'm kicking the ball. I can kick hard, but I'm kicking it in the same spot constantly.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay, good practice. All right, you know, whatever. They take off the leave. And I had this moment when I got in my car and I turned the car on. And again, this is pretty far from my house. So I turned the car on and I'm backing out. And I'm backing out of the spot, and I like go to press the brake, and because I'm kicking with that same foot for like the last hour and a half, I go to press the brake when I'm backing out, and I can't.
Oh. you have to go like Walter Jr. from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so I had to use the other foot to brake. And that was a scare because I was pulling out into traffic. And I was like, oh no! I can't brake! So I pulled back into the spot and I had that moment where I was like, you can do this, Tony. You can drive all the way home.
Wiggle your big toe.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly what I felt like. I had that in my mind too. When I was like that girl in Kill Bill. I was like, just wiggle it. You can do it. Force it. Just force your foot forward. You can
they
press the brake.
They did that in a different movie, too. There was like a wiggle big toe moment. I was thinking, is that how they get over being paraplegic?
Yeah,
you just focus on your big toe.
Just will it.
A lot of people in wheelchairs right now just don't know it.
Yeah. They're all weak. Weak-minded.
We can walk through like physical rehab place going, hey, wiggle your big toe, dog. Wiggle your big toe.
You get something
and then you go for the fist bump and they're like, why aren't you responding?
I'm a quadriplegic.
Wiggle your thumb then. Come on. Pound up, bro.
I'll wait right here. Yeah,
Return to salute. Return to salute.
Come on, wiggle something. I'll wiggle my middle finger. Fuck.
That'd be good for you. Just dance on out of there.
Watch my big toes, dog.
That's terrible.
So what, you really?
Tony's almost in this game. We apologize to the paraplegic community.
No, we don't have to. We're upstairs. We're good.
We're safe.
There's no elevator here.
So what? Anyone has any topics or not?
Well, we get to. I mean, Jon Stewart retired from.
It is.
He announced his. Yeah, he announced retirement.
Yeah.
So he's gonna drag it out like Stephen Colbert for another 9 months. I'll watch every episode still.
I forgot that show was still on.
You forgot? I drink coffee and watch The Daily Show and The Nightly Show before I work out every morning.
The only time I've seen that show on is on mute at an airport.
The Daily Show?
Yeah, it's like they just it's always been a background to some.
You ever watch somewhere. It?
That's where Tony and I get our news.
Yeah, I don't watch real news. I mean, it's true. I don't watch real news. I'd rather watch John Stewart than so I don't know who they're going to replace him with. Like,
that's why I don't get into political.
John Oliver doing both shows.
Yeah.
Just constant British all the time.
Yeah. I don't get into political arguments because I don't watch the news. So I like, I'm not going to act like I get my news from John Stewart.
You're just doing all the John Stewart bits.
I get my news from Bobby reading HuffPo articles.
I switched over. I get NPR, and I also do, what's the other one? The other boring news place to get.
BBC?
BBC.
I can't, dude, the NPR is like...
Best of news.
Somebody, when I first heard of NPR, I didn't know what it was, right? So I was like, there's an NPR station, radio station, and I was like, oh, you get your news from there, it's like interesting topics, all that stuff, but then it's like... So today we're going to be talking about a man who shot 30 people in the head.
Oh, that's terrible.
And oh yeah, that's very terrible.
That's terrible.
And now we're going to switch over to Jill, who had her leg severed.
Oh, Jill's here?
Oh, Jill, yeah. So yeah, that's interesting.
Hi guys.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole fucking. It's like so. It might be interesting to talk about interesting shit, but okay. God, it's fucking boring.
As John just said, I have their legs.
They're not like slathering it with fear and loathing, all the other cable news shows.
Yeah, because you turn on like another.
It's so unbiased. Their voices can even.
Like you turn on like CNN, it's like. John, yeah, I'm out here. Yes, I feel a drizzle. It's really drizzling out here, John. Like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm getting. I think it's getting blocked by a cloud. I think there's clouds like all over the place. John, there's clouds all over the place.
Jill lost her legs, John.
Speaking of Jill lost her legs, remember that Boston Marathon?
Oh, what the fuck?
That was a good segue, right? After the Boston Marathon bombing on CNN, there's like the streets were empty, and then like some ambulance drive by, and one of the news reporters on the street goes, "It's as if a bomb went off." Duh! A bomb went off a few hours ago.
It's as if a bomb went. Idiot. Cut her mic. Cut it.
Yes, it's cloudy. Cut her mic.
Jill has no legs to stand on.
We're upstairs. It's okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Jill.
There's someone out there named Jill with no legs going, hey man, fuck you too.
You have to come downstairs sometime.
I want to numb you to death.
I know she probably have a wheelchair, but I'm just pretty sure like lying on the floor.
She crawls around. She's crawling at you like Walking Dead stuff. Alright, we gotta wrap this up.
I'm sorry, Jill. Whoever you are.
I don't have the card, so. You have a joke?
Say something nice about Jill.
In an NPR voice. Go.
She didn't have to spend a lot on shoes.
Yeah. That's been our podcast.
I stole Tony's ending line, I'm sorry.
I'm cool with that. Okay.
Alright.
Alright, yeah. This has been Atomic Mind Up.